Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast, March 2024. Seems like just yesterday it was February, although it was 3 days ago, 2 days ago. Last week was a busy week, lots of travel. Managed to hit 4 states in 2 days. Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Maryland. Always amazing. My podcast, as always, is brought to you by two sponsors. The first sponsor, Danny and the Corporate Ladder. Sometimes in life you meet someone and you think, that person can't be that good. They can't be that nice. They can't be that kind. And then they help you and you realize, not only are they, but they are better than you thought. Danny and the Corporate Ladder, available now as an ebook, as a audiobook, and as a paperback. Of course, the flying turtle or flying snapping turtle harness is not included with your purchase of Danny and the Corporate Ladder. My other sponsor is Creative Technology and Innovation. Decisions aren't easy. Creative Technology and Innovation works with organizations to improve their decision-making processes, utilizing John Boyd's OODA loop, which is observe, orient, decide, and act, and many other tool sets to help you make better and stronger decisions. Creative Technology and Innovation, a longtime sponsor of the Society of Dead Teachers, and a longtime sponsor of me. Anyway, thank you to both sponsors. Today is the first official posting to LinkedIn. I'm no longer posting on Hub Pages. It's interesting. I got chastised on the Hub Pages thread, as I said, I'm leaving. I got chastised by other authors, and it was just really kind of, you know, it just crystallized why I ended up leaving. Hub Pages has horrible communication. They don't talk to you. They don't tell you what's going on. They reject articles that are identical in terms of a score, right? They give you an author score that readers don't see, but you know, they give you this author score, and I've had articles rejected by them that were identical to a previous author score, better than ones that they've accepted. So it's just kind of willy-nilly how they apply the rules, and you know, I'm done. So I'm not going to vent about it anymore. I'm not going to complain about it anymore. I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. So today I published on LinkedIn an article about, is that a computer in your pocket? I keep thinking about the concepts. I used to travel a lot. And when I traveled back in the day, you know, I used to have a bunch of devices that I carried with me. I had a portable GPS. I had a portable satellite radio. I had, once upon a time, I had two different devices. I had a cell phone and I had a compact pocket PC, and that compact pocket PC actually had an air card so that it could connect to the internet, because that tool set was one that I used all the time, right? I used that for a bunch of things. So I don't do that anymore, right? I don't actually carry anything but my iPhone and my iPad. I do carry my laptop when I'm going to work, but if I'm not going to work, I don't carry a laptop unless I'm intending to write or spend some time doing other things while I'm away from home. Normally, I write it, you know, in the early AMs in the basement, so I don't disturb anybody else in the house. I tend to get up and, you know, get out of the space where everybody else is, so I don't wake people up. I get up earlier than everybody else, and they stay up later than I do, and they're very good about turning the TV down and turning the things that they are doing down so it doesn't bother me as I'm trying to sleep. And so I try to, you know, return that level of respect by not causing a lot of noise in the early morning. It's funny because in the early morning, as I get up, the dogs are not happy about it, right? You know, particularly Puck, he kind of gets up and looks at me bleary-eyed, like, why are we getting up this early? Why, you know, this is not the time of the walk. This is just early morning. So it's kind of funny to watch his little face as we get up and move around the house early in the a.m. But then he just lays on the couch and goes back to sleep. So does Dylan. So It's always interesting. Anyway, today's LinkedIn article, the first one in my new series, was basically talking about the concept of, is that a computer in your pocket? And I start off with the question of, you know, what is a computer, right? It's a computational device designed to solve problems, right? That's the simple answer, right? Babbage is thinking machines and, you know, utilizing some of Ada Lovelace's programming infrastructure. You know, that's what the original computing systems were. But now the cell phone kind of changes that conversation a little bit. It makes it a harder conversation because the reality is no. You know, a cell phone is not a standalone computer. It does do some of the things computers do. But if you're a pure content creator, you likely don't use your cell phone for that content creation. You likely use your desktop or your laptop, like I do, right? I take my laptop with me when I'm going to write. If I'm writing a LinkedIn article, my process is very simple, right? I start by using Drag and Dictate, and then I move it into Word, and then I edit it and clean it up and, you know, correct the spelling that Dragon doesn't get right, which is occasional, but not often. But I also, you know, use the process that I've created over the years to kind of get this ready to go, right? To get this to the point of happy. You know, it's a pretty standard process that I've been using for a long time. And yes, the cell phone is part of the process, but it's early. When it comes to other kinds of content creation, I don't use my cell phone. I use my laptop, which is the interesting reality, right? As we think about, you know, kind of the explosion that's occurring around us right now, it's interesting to note that a lot of the things that we're thinking about, we probably start with a cell phone and move from there. One of the things, I remember reading an article probably, you know, 8-9 years ago, and then I saw an update to it probably 2 or 3 years ago, talking about the evolution of the camera, and in particular, the reality of digital pictures. The cell phone with its camera already included and already in your pocket because people got to reach you, right? Your cell phone's starting to be the do-everything device. But, you know, when we think about that, your cell phone's with you, you take pictures. The number of pictures taken by the average person has begun to increase again. Where it stayed pretty stable through the film era. It's expensive. Film, in the end, is expensive. And digital pictures are expensive, which is why, you know, until the cell phone camera took off, you know, digital pictures had increased a little bit over manual or film pictures, but not a radical amount. We're not talking, you know, 200%. The rise of the cell phone camera, however, means that more people have access to a digital camera, and the numbers have begun to increase at a rapid rate. So that I find that very interesting. That's an intriguing reality, because that does change that paradigm, that conversation, that discussion, right? It makes it into a much different discussion overall, right? Because a computer doesn't take pictures, right? You can have a webcam on a computer, and you will probably use that webcam to communicate on live meetings or, you know, web meetings, things like that. But the reality is, you know, you're not going to use it to take selfies and go out and take pictures of birds. But you have your cell phone with you, you're out walking, you see a hawk, you're going to take a picture of the hawk, right? He's standing there staring at you, and you're standing there with your camera staring at him, right? So it's a natural process. But anyway, so all of that out of my discussion of, is that a computer, right? Is that a computer in your pocket or not? Anyway, enough of the meanderings of technology. Couple of things going on. I got my replacement printer, which sadly does not work. I don't know why it doesn't work, so I pinged the technical support team and asked them, you know, what's going on. It's set up, it's configured, but it's just not pulling the PLA into the printhead, which makes it superfluous and useless and, you know, a paperweight, because I can push it in manually. The PLA can go be pushed in manually and it will feed through the system, but it does not work in the automated fashion. And you need the automated fashion because I'm not going to sit there and feed PLA all day while it's trying to do a print. That would just not be an effective use of my time. Anyway, So that's kind of been annoying. The other thing I've been doing is kind of try to shake up some of the videos that I've been sharing. Some of the the dog ones. I've been sharing Puck and My Walk that we do in the morning and at night, because it's, you know, it's what I do. But it's just, it's his favorite part of the day. He's so excited to go out, walk around the wilderness. But you know, it makes him happy. But so I've been sharing some of his favorite walks the last few days, and of course I'm continuing to share technology projects that I'm working on. I did an unboxing of the Apple Vision Pro. That review is coming. But anyway, all of that together, right? All of that now in the past. My name's Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.